Welcome to our 15th SPG podcast, the first of 2026. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassily here, and we hope that you're keeping well. A very happy new year to you and your family. May the Lord God abundantly bless all our SPG family with good health, with happiness, success, and gracious joy in 2026. We're doing this podcast today, a day earlier, as the weather forecast suggests we may need to go to online learning tomorrow. As yet, it is inconclusive, but it is better to be prepared. So, a reminder of snow processes and procedures. In the event of school being closed, you will be notified in the following ways. There will be a text to parents, an email to parents and the pupils, and there will be a notification on the school website. It will simply say, school is closed, online learning begins at 8:50 a.m. Once that decision is made, we then switch to online learning for the day. Your daughter has been informed about how to log on to Teams and also the procedures and the expectations for the day. This was reinforced in the assembly led by Mrs. O'Brien, Mr. Ashfield and myself this morning. You have been emailed the instructions given to the girls with the detailed guidance, including screenshots on how to log on to Teams, and you have also been sent the assembly this morning. In the event of school being closed, we just swap all the activities and times of the day to online. Therefore, break, lunchtime, and lesson times will all be the same. Each member of staff will send invites for your daughter to log on via Teams. And she is very familiar with Teams as we use this all the time for home learning and for other tasks. We will be taking registers at registration and for the 6 lessons, and any non-attendance will be followed up like any other school day. If for whatever reason your daughter is not attending online, please email her head of year so we know not to contact you. Your daughter will need to log on for registration at 8:50 a.m. prompt. And then this will be followed by an assembly with her head of year at 9 a.m. She will then have her 6 lessons. At 3:10, she will have PM registration, which will include the prayer to the guardian angel, and she will be given updates regarding Monday. If your daughter has any technical issues, she knows to contact the IT team on their email externalict@stpaulgl.beham.sch.uk. They will be able to support throughout the day. Whilst we could well do without the snow, should we need to switch to online learning, it is a great opportunity for our girls to master these skills, which are now so widely used by so many employers. If there is some disruption, but public transport is still running and the school site is safe, we may have a delayed start. And of course, you will be informed of this. Whatever the decision is made, you will be the first to know. And I do recognise that school being closed is immensely inconvenient for parents. So the decision to close will only be made on the grounds of serious health and safety concerns with school being open, or if there is little or no transport for the girls to make their way to school. We will know the impact of the girls' prayers to Our Lady of the Snows tomorrow. At the moment, I am praying to St. Paul that there is no snow. And now on to pupil success. Congratulations to Aria in 70 on being awarded Student of the Term in her extracurricular Punjabi school. We are so proud of her to have achieved such an excellent and well-deserved accolade. Very, very well done, Aria. Congratulations to Anna in 10A and to Olivia in 7A, who are the joint winners of the first weekend quiz of 2026 on Venezuela. A really great effort, showing excellent geographical and political understanding. Well done to the three very worthy winners of the Epiphany Prize with the highest number of positive logs in school. They are our very wise women. Congratulations to Katie in 8S, who has 66 positive logs, to Winnie in 8U with 69 positive logs, and to Matilda in 8U with 73 positive logs. Our school average for positive logs is 33. And so Katie, Winnie, and Matilda's achievement is at least double that of their peers. Congratulations and very well done. And so on to school events. On Monday, all classrooms and offices were blessed with the traditional Epiphany blessing of Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar, and we were also delighted that Father Anton also blessed the school on Tuesday with Epiphany water. We had two beautiful masses for the Feast of the Epiphany, and thanks to Mrs. McLean and to Alejandra for all their hard work preparing the liturgy. Well done to our readers in the first Mass. Emily in 12S, Samuela in 12L, Anna in 12T, Amaris in 12U, and Eldora in 12T. They read with such clarity and conviction in Mass, and they are also such superb role models for the girls in their excellent leadership in the head girl team. Likewise, the readers at the second Mass were brilliant. Well done to Maya in 8P, to Estella in 7L, to Jamelia in 7L, to Mary in 8P, and to Muna in 8P. It's a great skill to read with such confidence in front of the whole school, and they should be very proud of themselves. Many adults would be daunted to read in front of over 500 people. So for 12-year-olds to do this so well is a great credit to the girls. Thank you also to our magnificent altar servers, who were so accomplished and mature, and throughout Mass were superb faith witnesses. Well done to Joanna in 10U, to Emily in 10U, to Beatrice in 11S, to Chinny in 10U, and to Brittany in 10U. And so on to the school event as to how you can ease congestion outside school at the end of the day. If you have one New Year's resolution as a parent or family member, we would plead with you to keep to the one-way system at the end of school and not park on the zigzag lines. Please, please, please keep to the school one-way system. It is in place to make the traffic flow as smoothly as possible and avoid log jams. So please come down Portland Road to the intersection at Vernon Road and Rotten Park Road. And as you drive along Vernon Road, the passenger side should be on the school side and the school should be on your left. After you have collected your daughter, please drive up Montague Road and onto Portland Road. Also, please do not park on the zigzag lines in front of school. They are in place for the safety of the girls crossing the road. I understand that you want to make things easy for your daughter, but we have over 1,000 daughters to consider. Enough of my nagging now, and we would really appreciate your help with this. And so, on to forthcoming events. And I'm going to hand over now to Mrs. Evans, and she's going to talk about leadership opportunities to be involved in this term.
So there are many different leadership opportunities that you can become involved with within school. I think the most important thing to remember is at the beginning of the year within your form, you would have had a look at the different opportunities and roles available to you. Roles such as form captain, vice captain, sports captain, for example. And it is worth remembering that those roles can change on a termly basis. So if you haven't had the opportunity to have a go at those roles, go and have a look at your form notice board, talk to your form tutor about being involved in form life and the opportunities and roles that go on within there. But then outside of form, you will also find there are many different things that are run by other members of staff. So, for example, Alejandra, she has her chaplaincy champions. And if you're keen to get involved with enhancing the religious life of the school, then you're always welcome to go and speak to her about how you can become involved. We've also got things such as language leaders that go for girls in year eight. And Miss Short, for example, will be able to help you with those. And then we've got other things that have been new really in the last year or so. So we've just started up chess club. Well, it's been going since September of last year. Very, very successful and very popular. Open to all year groups. We meet once a week. At the moment, that's Friday lunchtimes in the VLH. But if that changes, I can update you. But feel free to come along. We have a range of abilities there. And this is Ellis from 10A. She runs the group and she helps you to learn chess. If you're interested in that, she'll develop your chess skills. And we've taken part in different tournaments, so we have termly tournaments within school, but we also were recently invited to the Catholic Partnership chess tournaments with other schools from Birmingham, and we did very well in that competition. So we're always looking for more opportunities to take part. And finally, for year 10, we've just launched the 8-week Peaceful Leader course. Now that has gone on since September, and it has explored issues of peace and what it means to be peaceful and lots of different subtopics within that. And we've had 45 girls who signed up and they're completing that. But if anybody else in year 10 is interested in taking part in the second round, which will happen at the end of the spring term, beginning of the summer term, then please come and see me, Mrs. Evans, and I can set you up with that.
Thank you to Mrs. Evans for that update. And I would encourage parents to encourage your daughter to make a New Year's resolution to engage in the leadership opportunities in school, so that she is developing this really important skill in preparation for future employment and university applications. And now on to the Paul Criteria Reward. Well done to the 131 pupils who have met the Paul Criteria for last term and who will have their reward day on Tuesday, the 20th of January. We are so proud of them, as they should be of themselves. The Paul Criteria Reward begins again for this term. So even if your daughter did not have 100% attendance last term or gained a negative log last term, she has the opportunity to start afresh this term and gain the Paul criteria by having 100% attendance, no lates, no negative logs, and 15 or more positive logs this term. And just a reminder of some key dates. We have our patronal feast on Friday, the 23rd of January, and this will be a half day ending at noon. And Monday, the 26th of January, is an inset day. Our patronal feast celebrations have a mass, and at the end of that, we have short videos of about 2 minutes long from old girls who will act as inspirational role models to our current girls. If you or a member of your family is an old girl, we would be really grateful if you would be willing to send us a video message. Your video would only be shown within school, and you can record it on your phone and then email it to me or to Mrs. McLean. The video needs to include your name, the years you attended St. Paul's, what you're doing now, a favourite memory of your time here, and saying Happy Feast Day to the current girls. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to get in contact with Mrs. McLean or your daughter's head of year. We do look forward to receiving as many feast day wishes for our patronal feast from old girls. Thank you very much. And so on to just one thing. And the just one thing this week is led by Mrs. Drew, our Key Stage 3 coordinator, and Mrs. Thomas, our Key Stage 4 coordinator, on just one thing you can do to help extend your daughter's vocabulary.
So vocabulary is really important. So one way which you can help support your daughter, especially at Key Stage 4, is asking them about the word of the week that comes out weekly at school. So for instance, this week, the word of the week is tantamount, which means to sort of be equivalent in value. So for instance, their silence was tantamount to an admission of guilt. And asking them about how they could perhaps use this word in their own studies, for instance, for a Christmas carol that Year 11 are studying at the moment, you could get students to think about how Dickens criticises the new poor laws in the Victorian era, as poverty was effectively considered tantamount to crime. And this will broaden their understanding of the text that we are studying in class, but also helping their vocabulary deepen and develop across the year. And you can be a word detective. So for instance, any reading material that you have at home, perhaps ask students or ask your daughter what they think it means, what clues are there in the text that helps them understand the particular word if it's something that they have not come across before. And perhaps even watching BBC News Round, discussing the topics and discussing any new vocabulary that arises from there.
As Mrs. Thomas has just said, it would be great if you could support with the word of the week. To help boost your daughter's vocabulary, you could read together and discuss characters and plots. Often this practice stops after primary school, but it's still a great way to engage your child. The girls have 20 minutes dear at school every day. If your daughter is struggling to find a book that she enjoys, she should ask the girls in her form what they are reading or make a mental note of what is popular. A Good Girl's Guide to Murder has proven popular with the Year 8s over the last few years. Advise her to use the school library too. It is estimated that we need exposure to a word between 12 and 20 times before it becomes part of our vocabulary. A playful approach in learning new words is often the best approach. Perhaps play synonym games. Find other words for overused verbs such as walk, eat, sit, or adjectives such as big, happy, sad, etc. Finally, despite our busy lives and with devices at the ready, parent-child conversations are known to be one of the best ways to expose your child to a rich vocabulary. Conversations develop your daughter's language and expression, providing context. They teach the art of conversation and debate as your daughter becomes an active participant in language and learning.
Thank you so much for that update. I think as well as tantamount, the word of the week this week has been snow. But we look forward to the girls sharing with you the word of the week and them using that word at home to show the extent of their enriched vocabulary. And so we end our podcast this week with prayer. I offer you a suggestion to bless your homes with the initials of the three wise men, Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar, with the year, by inscribing 20 plus C plus M plus B plus 26 to ask for God's blessing in the new year. The letters C, M, B are also a mnemonic of the Latin Christus Mansion Benedicat, which means may Christ bless this home. So let's take a moment to bring ourselves into the presence of God and be like the Magi who said, we have come to worship him. May we offer the gold of our giftedness so as to make the most of our God-given talents and time together, to create golden experiences of success and fulfillment. May we offer the frankincense of faith in our daily prayer, so as to allow the Christ child to inspire and enlighten the journey of our lives. May we offer the myrrh of our healing support, so as to bring empathy, peace and positivity to those we meet by being noble voices of encouragement, kindness and care. May we, like the Magi, who saw God in the Christ child, open our eyes to see Christ in each other and thereby treat all we encounter with their God-given dignity. May we, like the Magi, trustingly embark in faith and hope in the gift of the days ahead, knowing we are ever guided by Christ, our light of love. And so, if you have some chalk, please take time to inscribe a wall in your home with 20 plus C plus M plus B plus 26. And let's pause for a moment to bring our own private prayers and intentions to the Lord, trusting in the closeness and the goodness of the Lord, who will accompany us in the beautiful journey of 2026. May we and our great girls, like the Magi, Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar, journey ever nearer to Christ, who will bring us to the fullness of life. Thank you to everyone for all of your support and encouragement. We were overwhelmed by your kindness before Christmas. Your cards, your emails and gifts have meant so much to all of the staff, and we really do appreciate your gracious generosity. We hope that the snow doesn't happen, but even if it does, we know that the girls will overcome that challenge. For after all, I am a St. Paul's girl, and there is nothing I cannot achieve.